Why are Australians working some of the longest hours in the world?
It's a really complex sort of issue going on here, and I kind of consider it to be a two-speed labour market. And so you've got this situation where people in specialist skill sets, so engineers working in mining, and finance professionals working around global markets, just have to work really long hours because there's very few people who can reasonably do those jobs. They're quite specialist areas, and organizations aren't preparing their next generation of workers to do that sort of stuff. And so it's just really pushing people to work super long hours and take them away from, having a life. And so it means that there is actually work out there for other people to do. It's just that people aren't being trained properly to do it. And so you've got these people who are unemployed or underemployed who really need the support to actually do those jobs. It's just not there.
Absolutely. And how exactly does under and overemployment affect wage increases?
Well, basically, the situation is that underemployed people are taking any job they can get. And so they're not actually bargaining for higher incomes, or they're not even trying to ask for a subtle raise here and there. They're just taking whatever they can get. And then you've got overemployed people who don't have time to think about it. If I'm completely honest about it, they're just so caught up in what they have to do right now that thinking about their wage isn't really front of mind. So because they're probably already on a decent income, because when you're working 50 to 60 hours, if not more, a week, generally get well remunerated for that, but it's just not even front of mind. And so you've just got this situation where it's just people either don't have the power to ask for an increase in money in income, or they're not even thinking about it.
Absolutely. And do you think this might come as an issue more of the employer rather than the employee?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely an issue for the employer rather than employee, because you're talking about people who employees do not have power in this situation. They're being asked to do either incredible hours, and so they're just being burned through, or they're not getting work. And so, they're just kind of desperate for any sort of attention, to be completely frank. And so it's actually up to employers to train people properly to do this work and to look at the pipeline of work that's coming through, but also to be able to design jobs in a way which is effective and actually provides the 40-hour work week or near to that. That's a responsibility of employers to do that.
Absolutely. Now, what would be a solution for those who are putting in extra hours, if not extra unpaid hours?
Yeah, I get. Look, this is really complex, because like I said, they don't really have the time to think about so many other things. They've just been forced in, they've been like jammed into a corner. So, like, the thing that really comes into my mind is actually to think about using what skills they've got to go to another job which they know will be less demanding. I think that's like the first thing that people should be really trying to do. That's obviously really difficult, but getting out of this rut of overwork is really important. But then also to kind of also make it very clear that doing this work at such an excessive rate is unsustainable for the organization. And if there's one person doing it in your organization, it's generally quite a few others. So to be actually make that case to the manager, employer, someone senior in the organization and say, this cannot continue because you're just burning through staff, is really important. It doesn't take a lot of data points to actually show that for an employer. They will figure it out. And if they don't want to figure it out, that really is an instigator to go find another job. Because if you are being overworked, chances are you've got some pretty good skills, and so you're probably quite employable.